weekdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going.
This is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. And as we check our Thursday weather, we'll find that Alexandria is mainly sunny today with a high at 77, winds from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few clouds from time to time at night with lows at 52, winds are light and variable. It will be sunny in Natchez, Mississippi with a high at 74 degrees, winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies are expected overnight with lows at 52, winds from the southeast at 5 to 10. Lake Charles is generally sunny today despite a few afternoon clouds. Expect a high temperature at 77, winds from the east southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies overnight with lows at 57, winds from the east southeast at 5 to 10. Sunny skies are in Monroe today with a high around 75. Winds from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies in the nighttime with lows around 50. Winds will be light and variable. Shreveport will be sunny with a high at 74. Winds from the south-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows at 56. Winds from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that's a look at your Thursday weather forecast. I hope that it's a lovely day wherever you are. I'm Wade Hampton.
Hi, I'm Mark Schmiebe, and this is a Live Hope Minute. You know how when you go on a trip, you usually stop by a souvenir shop and buy a t-shirt or a postcard? Of course, you take photos and then post them online for everyone to see what a great time you had. What if you did this every time God showed up for you in a really beautiful way? As we recall the ways God has shown himself to be faithful and true, our hope will grow. Maybe it's time to start your own God scrapbook. Don't forget the ways that God has shown up for you in tiny ways as well as the big ways. I know someone who puts a nail in a piece of wood for each time he experiences something profound from God. And he keeps this piece of wood hanging in a very visible place to continually remind himself of God's faithfulness. It's impossible to deny that God will continue showing up when you remember his track record. That's hope. More hope can be found at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today happens to be Thursday, the 19th of November. We need to go to the birthday list right quick and say happy birthday to these wonderfully special people. Let's say happy birthday, Bishop Wayne Thomas, Lynn Miss Hot Topic, Vanessa Brown, Elvin Jones Jr., LaTondra Pearson, Jamie Collins, Sean Moniz, Michael Green, Michael Hall, Darren Williams, and Joanna Lynn Simmons. Happy birthday to all of our birthday people around the globe. May you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday from the Wade Hampton Show.
And of course, if you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we missed anyone, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Let's get into today's Bible Jeopardy clue. This is from the category Acts and Journeys of the Apostles. Now, this is for 400 points. I make that 800 points, excuse me. All right. Now, while Paul and Barnabas were in Lystra, Jews from what other cities came and stirred the people up against them? What were those cities? Was it Antioch and Iconium? Was it Tarsus and Caesarea? Was it Derbe and Neapolis? Or maybe it was Lystra and Crete? Well, Acts 14 and 19 gives us the answer. But then, so did Kimberly Davis of Alexandria and Lady Di of Monroe. They usually get it right. The correct response is, what is Antioch and Iconium? What is Antioch and Iconium? And if that's what you said, then you, too, would be correct, my friends. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about something. Have you ever had anybody come up to you and say, hey, man, pray for me? Pray for me? I mean, it's perfectly legitimate to have them do that. One of the things that I ask when people say that is, well, what have you done for yourself? What have you prayed? What's your prayer for yourself? Somehow saying pray for me is putting the responsibility for your well-being on someone else. When we can get into the presence of Almighty God for ourselves, we're invited in as children of God. We're invited to come into His presence. He delights in our presence, and He looks forward to being in an intimate setting with just you. And I'm not saying don't pray for people, but what I am saying is don't always put the responsibility for yourself on someone else. Get into the presence of God for yourself. Now, while praying for other people is great, and I think it's admirable, and quite frankly, some people just don't know how to get into the presence. They don't know how to pray. Then teach them. Jesus gave us an example of prayer when He gave us the Lord's Prayer. He gave us a foundation for how to pray, how to give God the glory and the praise, and then go into your specific thing that you're talking about. And be real with Him. Don't be afraid to say, well, God, I'm not sure how this works. You know what I mean? Just be real with God. Be real with yourself. And continue to pray for yourself, too. Pray for others as well, but make sure you know how to pray for yourself, too, all right? All right. Hey, that's it, and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. We're looking to do this again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as you get ready to enjoy the rest of your day right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM. As always, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
He said, you know my name. As soon as he did that, I was like, I love it! Love it! You know my name. He said it again, he said, you know my name. Yeah, yeah. You know my name. Mm-hmm. He said, and oh, how you walk with me. Woo! And oh, how you talk with me. I hear you say, oh, how you tell me. And oh, how you tell me that I am your own. Let's say it real loud together. You know my name. You know my name. You know.
say something to him. Come on, raise up your voice and tell him how awesome he is. God, you're faithful. You're the lover of my soul, the keeper of my life. God, I adore you. God, we honor you tonight. Somebody just worship you. You're faithful, God. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're my life. You're my keeper. God, my strength. God, my father. God, you're my and oh, how you tell me how.